It's Morning Edition on listener-supported 90.1 WABE. Good morning, I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia's university system got a legal win from the state Supreme Court yesterday. The justices unanimously decided the Board of Regents cannot be sued by a group of students. That's because, the Supreme Court said, the Board of Regents is immune from lawsuits. But the students vowed to continue to fight. They're a group who have graduated from Georgia high schools and have temporary protection from deportation. It's also called DACA. Some of them even say a Regents policy that bans them from some of the state's top colleges is racist. Martha Dalton takes a look.
This is an audition for the Freedom University Singers. Freedom U is an underground school in Atlanta for undocumented students who want to go to college.
We get our inspiration from the freedom schools of the Black Freedom Movement and Freedom Summer 1964.
Emmy Kosoltis runs this school in a secret location. She says like the freedom schools of the 60s, Freedom U teaches students how to effectively organize and protest with lessons in civil disobedience.
And we provide tuition-free college-level classes.
The school was founded in 2011 after the Board of Regents banned undocumented students from its top five universities, even if they graduated from a Georgia high school. Solta says in doing so, the Regents reverted to old Southern segregation laws.
When we look at the exact same universities that are banning undocumented students, yes, it's only five. But those five universities also banned Black students in 1960, and that is absolutely not a coincidence.
Civil rights leaders have also chimed in when universities restrict access for undocumented students. Georgia Congressman John Lewis addressed the issue when he spoke at Emory University's 2014 graduation ceremony.
It doesn't make sense that we live in a country where more than 12 million people are living in the shadow, living in fear. That is not right, that is not fair, and that is not just. And you must get in the way and find a way to make a way out of no way.
After his speech, Emory, which is private, changed its tuition policy for undocumented students so more could attend. Georgia's public universities aren't the only ones in the South restricting admissions for undocumented students. South Carolina and Alabama don't allow undocumented students to attend any state colleges. To Emmy Kosoltis, that smacks of the old South, where discrimination was written into law.
Undocumented is racial code. None of these bans would have been passed if they said, let's ban brown students.
The University System of Georgia declined to be interviewed for this story, but issued a statement saying it's following state law to make sure only those lawfully present get in-state benefits. But Freedom U student Melissa Rivas Triana says she is lawfully present.
I was able to apply and get my work permit and then get a license, so it's like I have two forms of ID now.
She's what's known as a DACA student. She can't be deported right now under federal orders. And the interpretation of what it means to be lawfully present is at the heart of the lawsuit the students are waging against the state. Salvador Alvarado doesn't see the tuition restrictions as racist or a form of segregation. He's also a Freedom U student and says his main gripe is that the policy that keeps him from getting a college education at a public school in Georgia just makes no sense.
You're limiting he or she to a high school education where you later on expect that person to get a job and contribute to society, but how is that person able to contribute when he has a low-income job or he is limited to what he can do based on his education?
Alvarado has a college scholarship, but he might go out of state because top schools like UGA, Georgia Tech, and Georgia State can't consider him. Students like Alvarado could attend other Georgia public colleges, but they'd have to pay out-of-state tuition, which is often 3 to 4 times higher. And then there's Freedom University. Students don't get college credit for the courses they take, but organizers say it opens doors for Georgia's undocumented students to universities and scholarships in other states. Martha Dalton, WABE News.